My new book, Facts That Aren't True, is out now. Don't forget about my other book, Rational Answers to Stupid Questions.
Why is the gravity the certain strength it is? And do not give me the bullshit excuse of aliens. Can you provide me a evidence for your study and research?
Go ahead. It's aliens. They programmed the universe for gravity to have the strength that it does.
It's not going to work as last time. Provide me a single source. Provide me that. A single source as to aliens or whatever you believe in that exists.
The only possible explanation is aliens. Therefore, it was aliens.
Go ahead.
The only possible explanation is that it was aliens, therefore it was aliens.
Bring a scientific person, bring a historical
person. Have you ever heard of logic, bro? The only possible explanation is aliens, therefore it was aliens.
No, I'm not taking that. Anyone can say aliens, anyone can say my
And anyone can say God. There we go. You have a worthless worldview. You have a worldview that does not contribute to epistemology.
No, it's not a valid answer. It's not.
I know. God is not a valid answer. Thank you. That is the point. You ran headfirst into the point, got a concussion, and I guess didn't realize it because of the concussion, and now we're back to where we were.
And debunk the argument. Go ahead.
What's the argument?
You don't have an argument. You don't have a rebuttal.
No, correct. You don't have an argument for God.
You don't.
You are correct.
And you know what's my answer to
that? There is no argument for God. You are correct.
An intelligent designer.
Yeah, aliens intelligently designed gravity to be the strength that it is.
No, I'm not taking aliens for an answer.
Then what is the answer?
Stupid answer.
Then what is the answer?
It's an intelligent designer.
Could you provide evidence of that?
Yes. Charles Darwin, your own atheist, what's his name?
His name's Charles Darwin. Like you just said five seconds ago. I've never heard anybody do that. Charles Darwin, the guy that you, what's his name? You forgot the person's name at the end of the sentence that you began saying his name. I've never heard that before. Congratulations.
You don't have anything, my friend. You don't. And clip this.
I'm literally waiting for evidence that an intelligent designer did it. I'm literally waiting for evidence.
Thinking you're so smart.
I'm literally waiting for evidence that an intelligent designer did it. I'm literally waiting.
Yes, it's an intelligent designer. An alien is not an intelligent designer.
I'm literally still waiting.
Invalid answer. Respond to the argument properly.
I'm literally still waiting.
Invalid answer.
I'm literally still waiting for your evidence that an intelligent designer did it.
An intelligent designer because as my argument, fine-tuning.
No, I didn't ask for an argument. I asked for evidence.
Was lower or we are stronger.
Moamen, I didn't ask for an argument. I asked for evidence.
That's my argument.
I asked for evidence.
Strength. Provide evidence. I'm providing
Okay,
you
ready?
Evidence.
All people named Moeman on TikTok are child molesters.
No,
therefore you are a child molester. This is a valid deductive argument, and I have proven it.
It's not Moe Damon on TikTok. It's not Moe Damon on TikTok. It's Aristotle.
Yeah.
It's any of them. Any philosopher you can go to, they have some sort of theory of God in their minds. This is not just Moe Damon.
Yeah, so do you have any evidence?
Yes. Okay.
Do you have any evidence?
I do.
Yeah, what's your evidence?
As I said, my evidence is from philosophers who back this argument.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the evidence, not an argument. Do you have any evidence?
It's an argument. It's an evidence.
An argument isn't evidence. Do you have any evidence?
What's lower or stronger?
Do you have any evidence? An argument is not evidence.
Okay.
Okay, so now you're getting muted. Do you have any evidence?
You cannot debunk the argument.
The question is, do you have any evidence? Do you have any evidence?
Bro,
do you have any evidence?
You can clip people out of context and then
I literally played the entire discussion we had and it didn't start in a random place, so nothing was out of context. It's not edited. It's literally just a continuous stream of you talking and failing to produce any evidence.
And now you're getting embarrassed in front of 191 people.
Literally not. Chat,
yes, you are.
If I'm getting embarrassed, then
yes,
type
you are, you're not
then type anti-disestablishmentarianism. If the guest is getting embarrassed, type one.
No one cares about an atheist full chat of 191 people trying to support you.
Oh, no, dude. Look at how embarrassed you're getting right now. All they had to do to express that I was the one getting embarrassed was to type anti-disestablishmentarianism, and not a single one of them have done it. It's like literally the easiest thing. I gave them the easiest possible task, and you didn't get a single. Oh, you got one supporter, and your one supporter voted twice. Oh, he voted three times. Tristan, you can't vote three times.
Actual decent, educated response to my argument. Go ahead.
An argument isn't evidence. I don't care about arguments.
You don't care about arguments. Nice.
No, because arguments don't prove anything unless the argument is just meant to establish a definition.
Came back on your own channel, embarrassed you in front of 200 people.
Why are you tapping while you talk, and why are you talking in the middle of my sentences?
You cannot respond.
Bro is literally trying to do Morse code. Bro is living in the 19th century.
What? You're too dumb to respond. What can I do? How can I help a dumb person to respond? Like what?
So you don't have any evidence for your intelligent designer, correct?
I have evidence. I told you. My evidence.
An argument isn't evidence?
My argument of fine-tuning. The evidence of fine-tuning is the gravity in the universe. If that gravity was lower or stronger, everything would collapse. That is my evidence.
Yeah, which is how we know that aliens designed it that way.
Go ahead, rebuttal.
Your argument proves that it was aliens, because aliens have the technology to do that.
Aliens. Can you give me one scientist or one person that has the claim and done the research and came to the conclusion of aliens?
You haven't done any research that has proven that God exists. You've just made an argument.
Aliens creating the universe. Go ahead. What's your study on this? How did you come up with this conclusion? Or did you come up with it on your own dumbass brain?
So the aliens creating the universe makes them the intelligent designer.
Or whatever the fuck his name is, bro. I don't care, bro.
If you create a simulation, did you design the simulation?
My friend, I don't care about designing simulations. Moiman,
if you create a simulation, does it mean that you designed the simulation?
You're wasting 191 people's time, and you're doing nothing.
It's 192, so you can't read. If you create a simulation, does it mean you designed it?
Nice.
If you create a simulation, does it mean you designed it?
You clip this whole argument and post it. I want to see what happens.
I will make money off of your stupidity. That's what will happen.
Make money? How much? $2? Nice.
I could tell you. You want me to tell you?
Go ahead. Flex your money to 191 people. Go ahead.
I mean, it's not going to be much, but it's more than $2. I can tell the world how much money you gave me by being an idiot.
You value money. I don't value money as much, because that's your worth in money. All you care about is money. You have no end goal in your life. You have no purpose. As an atheist,
The goal is to be able to sustain myself, and we live in a world where money is kind of how that works.
What's your purpose in life?
To expose frauds and idiots like you.
What's the end goal? What's the end goal in life for you?
So do you have any... So if an alien creates a simulation, doesn't that mean they designed it?
You can, as I said, if you bring up the argument and the rebuttal of aliens, give me the philosopher or the study you have done.
It's not a rebuttal. I agree that an intelligent designer designed the universe. It's just that the intelligent designer was aliens.
Which philosopher said it, aliens? Or which... what research have you done to come to the conclusion, aliens? Go ahead.
It's an argument. The argument is that aliens did it.
Because it's a stupid claim. You give stupid...
Why is it stupid?
I'm going to give you stupid rebuttals. Go ahead.
Explain to me why it's stupid.
Because there's no science or no evidence that can back up that aliens created the universe.
What science do we have that backs up that God exists?
God exists because of an intelligent design. It makes more sense that an unseen higher superiority made...
It makes more sense that something that can't be seen did it? Great. In that case, I believe that invisible aliens that can't be ever seen did it. I have the same argument you do.
God doesn't need to be outside while you're eating cereal in your backyard.
That's great.
Just kick me out, bro. You're
no.
Wasting my time.
No.
I just came here to just redeem myself from being clipped out of
context. Well, you haven't done that. And you're going to stay there and take it like a good boy.
I've embarrassed you and demolished you. Mm-hmm. Completely wiped the floor with you.
How does it feel being my bottom? How does it feel?
My bottom, brother, I don't care.
You're the bottom in this relationship. How does that feel?
Like, stupid. Do you have anything?
Does it feel good?
No, it does not feel good. I wish never to be.
Oh, okay, good. So you're a masochist then. You don't like it, but yet you stay here, and you just willingly be my bottom. It's interesting.
Be my bottom.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you for your time. You provided no evidence, no claims, nothing. Absolute bullshit.
Yes, I did hope, mirror I hope, your I argument. That is exactly I what I did. I Please, mirrored your argument, and you are able to see your argument post. Spelled in front of you as Please. Stupid as it is. But then,
back your claim with evidence.
But then you can't do
Something
it.
Something you claim has to. You've done research on this topic, no? Or do you come up from your brain?
No, all the philosophers that came before me proved that an intelligent designer did it, and the intelligent designer is aliens.
To find evidence and debunk claims of God. They just don't.
Do you ever stop talking?
Start claiming random things.
Okay, well, we have our answer. The answer is no.
Okay. Do more research, please. Do your homework before you start coming on here and claiming things.
Again, what research and evidence and science do you have that proves God exists?
Philosophers have backed my evidence. Philosophers have backed my evidence of fine tuning.
Okay, so let me interrupt here. Let me interrupt here to give you what my belief is. I believe that aliens have the technology to design things. Whoa, I'm still talking. I believe that aliens have the technology to design things, and these aliens are intelligent. So they are intelligent designers, and aliens would be able to intelligently design a universe that looks like the one we have. Now, we know for a fact that the only way for the universe to have the constants it does is if it's intelligently designed. Hey, wait a minute. Aliens, by definition, are intelligent designers. There, that proves that aliens did it.
Okay, aliens exist. What scientific evidence do we have for this?
The universe has the particular constants that it does, which is only possible if it's intelligently designed. Aliens, by definition, are intelligent designers.
No, give me evidence.
I just did. The universe can only be the product of intelligent design.
As I'm supporting my claim with the research, support yours.
Yeah, so again, you and I have the same data, you just have the wrong conclusion.
Conclusion. Brother, please. Oh, that's embarrassing. Anyways, though, thank you for your time. And I'm going to leave because...
I hope you do.
I'm looking forward to seeing clips of this whole argument. Thank you.
Yep. Hey, I have a question. Aw, he left.